Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatullah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. We were talking about Al-Amr Bil-Ma'roof Wa-Nahi An-Munkar. We were talking about the reward. We were talking about all the positive things that would lead to the betterment of a society. And that's exactly what we mean when we do talk about having a correct social system as far as the Islamic approach is concerned. Then we ended off with just one hadith about what would be the dangers of abandoning this wajib duty of ours, this obligatory responsibility that we have as far as Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi an Munkar. What's going to happen if we put this aside? You know, will we become like today's modern world where no one cares about nobody else anymore? It's very, very rare where we find someone who really, really wants to, you know, be there and assist someone. And because we're so much in our own bubbles and we're in this individualized society, we might not have that eager interest in wanting to establish righteousness in our communities. And so that's why I'd just like to share some interesting ahadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam that warn us about what the dangers will be of us abandoning our duty of an al-amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi an al-munkar. The previous hadith we had mentioned was, God is going to take away your barakah. God's going to take away your blessings. Another hadith says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says that if you don't do it, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا ذَٰلِكَ وَصُلِّطَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ نَاصُرٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, you know, replace those who are righteous in ruling over you to those who are evil and wicked to rule over you.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
From Imam Al-Kadhim Salamullahi Alayhi, he says, وَلَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You should, you must do your amr bil ma'roof and your nahi anil munkar. Or, أو ليستعملن الله عليكم شراركم فتدعوا خياركم فلا يستجاب لكم. Or else, if you don't do your amr bil ma'roof, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place over you the evil among you. So the evil among you will rule and reside and govern and be authority over you. فَتَدْعُوا خِيَارَكُمْ. And the best, the noble among you, the righteous among you, will do dua, will pray, will ask God to relieve you of these problems and these issues. فَلَا يُسْتَجَابْ لَهُمْ. And their dua, the dua of the righteous, will not be accepted. Why? Because you abandoned al-amr bil-ma'roof wa nahi an al-munkar. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that someone who doesn't do amr bil ma'roof and anahi an al munkar, even in their whatever level of amr bil ma'roof wa nahi an al munkar, then they're like a dead person. Man taraka inkar al munkar bi qalbihi wa yadihi wa lisanihi, someone who stops doing al nahi an al munkar, who stops forbidding the wrong, either by their hand or by their tongue or by their heart, then فَهُوَ مَيِّتُ الْأَحْيَى, then he or she is like a dead person among the living. Very interesting hadith this is actually. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, إِذَا رَأَى الْمُنْكَرِ, if someone sees something wrong happening, فَلَمْ يُنْكِرْهُ, and you don't show your discontent, you don't, you know, condemn it, if we could say, وَهُوَ يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ, and you're able to do something about stopping it, you're able to do something about rejecting it, you're able to condemn it in whatever way possible. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ يُعْصَى اللَّهِ فَقَدْ بَارَزَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِالْعَدَاوَةِ. That means that you like God being sinned. And if you like God being sinned, it is like you are combating your hostility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I invite you to listen to the continuation of the program on IRIB English Radio.
There are many, many other ahadith that speak about the dangers of abandoning your duty of al-amr bil-ma'roof wal-nahi an al-munkar. I do encourage my dear brothers and sisters to look into this topic, to further development and find ways of you yourself being able to apply al-amr bil-ma'roof wal-nahi an al-munkar in a positive way, in an encouraging way, in a way that would bring interest among people, that would, you know, attract people to doing good and to staying away from bad and evil. Another very important issue that we deal with is deviancy. People who introduce wrong ideologies, people who introduce wrong and bad and haram habits, individuals who might somehow want to infiltrate into the ranks of the believers and introduce something that would not only bring about misconceptions, but destabilize a person's faith. These kind of individuals, they need to be dealt with and dealt with swiftly. Ahlul bid'ah, as they say. We'll continue on with this topic in our next episode. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time. intact.